If you take a stroll around the University of Queensland, don't be surprised if you see a crew of female students working on one of the racing cars they built from scratch. These women are 20 of 60 students who are members of UQ Racing, where they do everything from designing, manufacturing, business, and on-track testing. The Wire's Netta Finney asked UQ's racing treasurer and former AB technical director Christina Rennie what type of cars they build.
So we design, build, and test electric vehicles. These are open-wheeled, single-seater cars. They're a bit bigger than a go-kart, but a bit smaller than a Formula One car that you're probably used to. They'll go 0 to 100 in less than 4 seconds, so they're pretty quick. And they're pretty much designed and built in-house by our engineering students using the facilities provided by the University of Queensland.
How would someone go about building a race car? How do you know what to do when you first go and get into the project?
So we have a really diverse alumni network. They've really built up a lot of knowledge transfer processes. So we have a wiki that pretty much tells you exactly what the process is. We start off the year in a design phase. So we'll start with the chassis, the battery, the driveline, all the big ticket items. We have about 20 years of experience on our team. And so we really build on that every year, moving through design phasing with alumni reviews and design reviews throughout the year, getting feedback from them on all of our ideas. And then we move towards more of a manufacturing stage. And the same thing happens. So they come in and they assist us with anything that needs help. But for the most part, it's a huge learning process every year. As you can imagine, every 3 years, we pretty much have the entire team refresh when people graduate. So we really focus on alumni connection.
Who else is on your team? Are there many other women like you?
Absolutely, yeah. So we have a Women in UQ Racing channel on our Slack where we all connect and have social events. There is about 20 female team members on our team out of about, I'd say about 60 total. So we actually have a higher percentage of females in our team compared to the entirety of engineering at UQ.
What were you interested in joining UQ Racing?
Personally, I have not really much interest in cars in general, but for me, and that's similar for a lot of people on the team, not just women, but we just really love the community that there is here. There's a lot of students with the same drive to succeed and drive to do something hands-on, and we've all come together and are working on this project together, dedicating so many hours, as you can imagine, every year. It's just a great group of friends that I've found, so that's why I joined. I loved it.
When do you aim to have the car finished, and would you be racing it?
We aim to have the car completely started and finished within the same year. So we start designing on January 1 and we are racing December 10th. So we'll be racing both our electric car and our autonomous electric car, which we're hoping to have drive itself around the track with no remote control or driver in it whatsoever.
Do you compete against other students around Australia?
Yeah, so the competition is in Winton, Victoria in December. There's about typically 30-odd teams who come along and get involved from Australia, New Zealand and around the world. And then there's over 600 universities globally who are involved in various Formula student competitions around the world total. So there's a huge pool of competitors. Pretty much every university has their own Formula student team.
And have you done so far in the past few years?
So not including the COVID years where we unfortunately weren't able to compete, the competition was cancelled. In 2019, we did pretty well. We entered both our internal combustion car, which is the fuel-powered car that you're probably used to seeing on the road, and our electric vehicle, and both of them came second overall against about 30 competitors. In the most recent competition, the national competition, we placed, I think, top 10. I don't recall where we were total. I think we came 8th, 9th, and that was after 2 years of not having gone to a competition. So we were very excited with that result.
So there must be a big competition on who gets to drive the car. How do you work that out?
So there are about 70 or 80 students total, and there are only 4 spots for drivers with 1 extra space for a reserve at the competition with 4 separate events to compete in. I've been really lucky in the last couple of years to be selected as a driver, but it's very much you have to put in the hours, you have to be very dedicated. We've started a new initiative in our driver training, which is the United States Air Force fitness test. You have to pass that in order to be considered to be a driver. It's definitely challenging to be selected as a driver, but ultimately so worth it in these cars. It's so fun.
What advice do you have for any new engineering students starting next year who are women? Would you encourage them to join the team?
Absolutely. I think the best advice I could give is to just get involved in as much as you can, because you can always take a step back if it gets too much. But I think one of the biggest regrets I have as a fourth year now is that I didn't join the team soon enough. There's so much learning to be had, and they really foster that growth that you just can't get in your coursework.
That was UQ Racing's treasurer, Christina Rennie, ending the story by The Wire's Netta Finney.